and welcome to all book lovers out there. I'm Karina Pereira, and this is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. On this first episode, I'll tell you about my experience attending a book club for the first time, the books I've read in January, and my literary plans for February. So one of the first things I did when I moved to Rotterdam was to get a library card. And I started also paying attention to other literary events around me. I had the chance to see Colson Whitehead in Utrecht at their literary festival, and also Chimamanda Adichie, and it was really interesting. In January, I attended my first book club session with the Bored to Death book club, and it was on the 22nd of January at Capsa Maria, which is very close to Endrachtsplein. This time, the book club was really full. The maximum people they can take is 15, and there was like a waiting list. So when I got there, I think there was a little bit over 15 people. So we got divided into groups, and each group discussed what they thought about the book we were reading. And the book we read, the book assigned to us this month, and I mean, I say assigned, but we do get a choice. Every month you get to choose between two or three books. The book that was chosen for January was Drive Your Plow. This is a very long title, and I keep mixing the words up. It's Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. And I keep saying Drive Your Plot or Drive Your Dead or Drive Your Bones Over the Plot. I don't know, but it's Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead by Olga Tokarczuk. So it's a book that honestly I don't think I would have picked up if it wasn't for the book club. And like, especially because the author won a Nobel Prize. And I have a difficult relationship with classics, because a lot of the time, classics or books that are sometimes really seen as literature, because sometimes they bore me a bit. But with this book, something really weird happened, because I read the book, and as I was reading the book, I wanted to finish it. I had like 2 weeks to finish it because of the book club, and I wanted to be able to discuss it at the book club. It was the first book that I took notes on with a pencil. I never write in my books, but this time I decided, well, I actually want to study the book a bit so that I can talk about it properly on the book club session. And as I was reading it, I was kind of struggling to get through it. I thought that it was a bit boring. There was a lot of information there that I was reading it and I was thinking, why do I need this? And then at the end of the book, when I finished the book, I thought, wow, this is actually a masterpiece. This is a really good book. And it was the first time that it happened that I was bored by a book, but at the end of it, thought it was an amazing book. She is really good. And it's also curious that I thought this was like a crime book, which it is, because there are a few murders in the book. But it's not like a thriller. It's not like a detective story that you go around and there's like suspense and cliffhangers at the end of each chapter. Apologies, I forgot the name for chapter. But it's told a bit flat, just quietly. It's in the first person, and the main character is just telling the story without a lot of thriller in it. So I thought it was very interesting that I was bored by a book that in the end I thought was so good. Also, I am now contributing with some reviews to the book club's blog. So I have such a fun age now on the blog. I already reviewed that. But I also sent in a review of Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. And also a little, I made like a little text about my experience attending the book club for the first time. So it will be up on the blog soon, I think. You can check it out there. Now I have also the decisions that I made for February about, like, I usually don't plan about reading. I usually don't plan what I'm going to read in advance. I just look at my to-be-read, or I get someone recommending a book to me and I pick that up. But my to-be-read is getting so out of hand, and since I have a library card, I have even more to read, that I have been feeling the need, for the first time in my life, to plan ahead what I'm going to read. Especially because I've been losing focus. I've been picking up on book, but then I want to read the other book, so I stop this book, and I think I'm going to get back to it as soon as I finish this one. But then something else comes along, and I don't go back to it. I still have The Testament and The Goldfinch to finish. The Goldfinch is almost finished. The Testament is like halfway through. And I didn't finish them because there was something, it was taking me a bit to finish it up, and I wanted to read something and I didn't want to wait. And I've been, I don't know, I've read I don't know how many books ever since, and I haven't yet gotten back to them. So I really feel that I should start planning my reading months. For February, it was easy, even though it didn't help my to-be-read pile a lot, because I've decided I want to read only Black authors in February. One of the books that I had in my to-be-read was The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead, that I actually got signed when I went to the book talk in Utrecht. But all the books that I'm reading besides that are not something I had on my to-be-read. One of them is Kindred by Octavia E. Butler, because it's the book that was chosen for the February session of the book club, and it's a book, it's an Afrofuturism book. So I never read anything Afrofuturism, so I have no idea what it is either. I did some research, but I'm very curious to see what the book has to offer. And actually, this is the theme for February and March. We already know, usually we know every month which book we are going to read, but they have chosen already two books for 2 months. So for this month, I have these two as prose and in English. And then I have chosen also a Dutch book to read, but it's like, it's a not a comic, it's a graphic novel. I was going to choose two, but the graphic novel seems quite intricate, and my Dutch isn't yet perfect, so I can't read Dutch as well as I can read English. So even though I had decided to read two Dutch books, maybe I'll just stick to that one, especially because Colson Whitehead's book is going to be quite heavy. I don't know about Kindred, but The Nickel Boys is going to be heavy. So I'm just gonna make things easier for me, for myself, and just read three books by Black authors in February, which doesn't mean I'm not gonna try to read more authors of color in general and more diverse during the year. It's something that, unfortunately, I have to make an effort. And I'm not saying that it's difficult for me to read stories by authors of color or any, you know, it's not difficult. It's just that most things that I see either in bookstores or on Instagram are very often by men, by white men, or by women, and actually maybe more women, because I've been reading a lot more women than men, but white women. Yeah, I have to actually make an educated effort to be able to read more diverse. But for February, I got these books, so I am actively reading only Black authors. I got books, like small books that I want to finish, but I'm not going to finish them in February either, because they are not by Black authors. So in honor of Black History Month, this is what I've decided for February. The books I've read in January. I have been reading a lot of Dutch books. I've read 8 books in January, but I am not a fast reader. I'm actually quite a slow reader. So I need about 2 weeks to finish a 200-250 page book. Unless the book is really, really good and I can't put it down. But I've read 8 books because most of them are actually children's books in Dutch. I've been reading a lot of children's books in Dutch because I want to improve my Dutch. And I gotta say that reading children's books is the best way to improve your Dutch. Or, of course, speaking to people as well. But if you wanna become better with your grammar and get more vocabulary, because I think getting vocabulary and learning new vocabulary is the key to speaking a language. Even if you understand the grammar, if you don't have the words, you can't talk. Dutch children's books have been helping me a lot with Dutch, and I've read a few this month. One was Het Verhaal van Babel, and also Het Weer and the Tide, and they are both by Jokke van Leeuwen. And I gotta say, and this is a spoiler alert for anyone who wants to read these books, the second one, Het Weer and the Tide, is kind of crazy, because There is a dead girl in there. And I don't mean like there is a dead girl throughout the whole story. There is a girl that shows up, and when you get to the end of the book, like last page, you don't realize, you get to know, you are told that the girl is dead. I don't know what this children's books authors, am I saying this right? I don't know what they are thinking, but if I was a child, because I'm like, I don't care about reading books with serial killers, or that's fine for me, but I can't read horror if it has ghosts. And this was crazy. It was a bit like those stories, you know, when someone, oh yeah, I gave a ride to a person in a dark alley, and then we were driving and she pointed to one corner and it said, oh, there, that's where I died. That was pretty much that. It was terrifying. Anyway, another book I really liked was An A op Mijn Hoofd by Tosca Menten. And I really liked also Ticker by Brenda Heinz, which is, the premise is really good. And it's quite a new book. It's about a boy who needs a heart transplant. And then he can see the boy who is dead, who gave him the heart. So it's not scary though. Even though it has a dead person, you kind of follow the whole story. You follow the death of the one boy. You follow the operation of the other boy. So it's really good. It's really nice. The last Dutch book I read in January is called Niemand Ziet Het by Dolf Verhoen. And it's an own voices book. It's 2 years after the Second World War, so in 1947. And it's about a boy who is homosexual. So I went to do some research because I wanted to know if this was an own voices book or not. And I had read already, I think, 2 books by Dolf Verhoeven, and I really liked it. And it is an own voices because the author himself is gay, even though he was older than 14 in 1947. He was older than the character he wrote, but I kind of wonder if there was any kind of biographical bits of in the book. But it was a really good book. I really liked it. In English, I listened to Such of an Age by Kelly Reid. In audio, it was really, really good. I'm sure you have come across it on Instagram. The book has been everywhere for months. I got it as part of the of Libro FM's ALC programs. So I had a chance to listen to it, and it was really good. It's very modern, and I really enjoy the narrative. I really enjoy the narration as well. So if you have a chance to listen to it, you definitely should, because it's really good. Then I read Three Tales by Sinan Jones. I don't know if you say Sinan or Sinan, actually. I didn't want to check it. I'm gonna say it's Three Tales by Sinan Jones. I think that's how you spell it. And it's 3 short stories. They're actually pretty cute. I like them. Now, at the moment, I am listening to Ordinary Girls by Jaquita Diaz. I did say that my idea was to listen only and to read only Black authors during February, but I'm still finishing Ordinary Girls, which I started in January, and then I am going to choose a Black author, a story by a Black author to listen to as well. But the audiobook of Ordinary Girls is really good, and I really want to finish it now. I also would like to recommend the series Anne with an E. I don't usually watch series. I'm really terrible at keeping up with them. But Anne with an E, and I've never read the book, Anne of Green Gables, I never read it, but the series is so good and so up to date. They discuss so many great things there that it's a very frustrating series. Every episode you're kind of flinching because you know stuff's gonna go down. You know, things are gonna go wrong and then they're gonna go right again. And it's so emotionally wrecking, but it's so good. So if you're looking for series recommendations, or if you have the time, you definitely should watch Anne with an E. And I guess that's it for today. I have talked about the books I read this last month in January, the books I want to read in February. I am going to try and bring people to the podcast so that I can interview them about what they're reading as well, their favorite books. But this is a first episode, so it's a bit experimental as well. It's just me talking to a microphone for the first time in my life. I've never done this. I will also keep everyone updated about the podcast, especially via Instagram, because that's the social media I use the most. But if you want to know what I'm doing in between, you can check all my links on linktree.com/Karina Pereira. So it's my name. It's going to be on the title of the episode. I keep all links to my social media there, and I will post updates. I'm also trying to see if I can use the blog, because I don't use the blog anymore. I don't write for the blog anymore. I write for Book Riot, where I write about literary stuff for Book Riot. And I write also about books for Bored to Death Book Club and on my Instagram account. But I will try to use the blog to make transcripts of the podcast. But I still have to figure out how to do the transcripts. So I'll let you know as soon as they are available. As for today, if you wanna, I would really appreciate if you want to leave some comments or reviews, or that if you liked to subscribe. Thank you so much for listening, and until next month.